In this bulletin, two hikers previously reported missing in Victoria found safe. Refugee footballer Hakim Al Arabi becomes an Australian citizen, and a program helping Muslim children develop their AFL skills. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Two hikers missing in Victoria's Alpine region have been found safe. The couple, 60-year-old Trevor Salvado and 58-year-old Jacinta Bowen, were found by a kayaker earlier today at Buffalo River, 9 kilometres from where they set off. The couple have been taken to hospital for observation. Victorian Police Sergeant Damien Pepler praised the couple's survival skills during the days they were missing.
If it wasn't for their knowledge of bushwalking and their skills in the bush, it would have been much more difficult for them. They stuck to the rules and they've come out successfully on the other side.
Refugee footballer Hakim Al Arabi has become an Australian citizen. The Bahrain-born footballer took the oath at a ceremony at Melbourne's Federation Square today. Mr. Al Arabi was detained in Thailand on his honeymoon and spent time in Bangkok jail after his birth country, Bahrain, pursued his extradition over vandalism allegations. He returned to Melbourne in February after Thailand dropped extradition proceedings against him after a case which garnered international attention. He says he's pleased to receive Australian citizenship.
I'm very happy to get citizen, and finally no country, no one can follow me now because I'm Australian.
Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie has criticised former party leader Barnaby Joyce for fuelling internal tensions. Tensions between the leader, Michael McCormack, and Mr. Joyce have been bubbling for months and boiled to the surface again this week. Mr. Joyce on Monday claimed he remains what he called the elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia and would not feel guilty for replacing Mr. McCormack in the event of a leadership spill. Senator McKenzie says she's frustrated Mr. Joyce, who lost the Nationals leadership last year to Mr. McCormack, is dragging the party into another public discussion about itself.
What Barnaby Joyce is saying publicly is very different to what the party room is saying. Michael McCormack is our leader. We all back him to the hilt. He'll be leading us to the federal election. And as a united team, we really have been able to back projects, back regional communities.
The New South Wales Nationals leader, John Barilaro, is also disappointed.
My message to my federal colleagues is, you know, shut up. Simple. Stop talking about yourselves. You know, we've been through this journey for a long time. People are sick to death of governments that are only focused on their internal ambitions and their own internal issues. The public want governments and politicians that are focused on them.
British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is urging MPs to reject Prime Minister Theresa May's latest Brexit deal. Ms. May on Tuesday secured legally binding changes to her latest proposal on how to leave the European Union just a day before MPs go in for a parliamentary vote. The new changes involve alterations to the so-called Irish backstop, a policy aimed at making sure the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland remains open, regardless of Britain and the EU's future relationship. Concerns over the backstop were the main reason Britain's Parliament rejected Ms. May's previous Brexit deal in January. But Ms. May says her new proposal ensures there will be no hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland.
And it makes a legal commitment that the UK and the EU will begin work immediately to replace the backstop with alternative arrangements by the end of December 2020. There will be a specific negotiating track on alternative arrangements from the very start of the next phase of negotiations. It will consider facilitations and technologies, both those currently ready and emerging.
The federal government has announced a boost of $1.2 million into a program helping Muslim children develop their AFL skills and learn about their culture. The Bashar Huli program, named after the first devout Muslim to play in the AFL, has seen more than 35,000 people take part since it began in 2013. Huli, who currently plays for the Richmond Tigers, is the AFL's multicultural ambassador. A look now at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and 26, much the same for Adelaide, 23, partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 in Hobart, much the same in 18, cloudy also for Canberra and 22, a shower or two for Wollongong, 21 in Sydney, much the same, 24, showers for Newcastle as well, 25, a possible shower for Brisbane, 34 in Cairns, mostly sunny and 33, and possible showers for Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.